Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Nancy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning a daily task. Our topic for this morning during this back-to-school week is, how would your kids answer these questions? Let's see how well you know them. How would your kids, and that includes your grown kids and your grandkids or whomever you're raising, answer these questions? And our scripture for this week continues as Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, set your alarms now to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss this broadcast live, you can hear it online after 8 a.m. Eastern on our website at feeldefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Now, there are a lot of other things going on and coming up. Please just go visit the website, because for time's sake, I want to get into these questions. They are going to be all in your stuff, in your kids' stuff today, but for the purpose of bringing about God's victory and success in their lives and within your family on a continual basis. So please visit feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. I'm reading from verse 6 from the KJV. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. How would your child answer these questions? Now make this personal to you. Instead of saying your, say my. Come on and say it with me. How would my child answer these questions? All right, let's go here. Now, let me say this. These are quite a few questions. Remember, the broadcast will be posted on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern, so you will be able to go back and let your kids hear this later after school. This includes your college kids, your grown kids, your grandkids, because this is really going to liberate everyone today. We are now in back-to-school week, and for the prior 2 days, I've taught on different topics in relation to our children and ourselves. On Monday, I taught you on quit making teachers the parents. You are supposed to be the standard setter. On yesterday, I taught you on the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Port card for parents. As to the examples you were setting, be them good or bad, in relation to your kids' lives. And I also gave you the four things that you should be instructing your children prior to them going to school. If you missed either or both of those broadcasts, make the time, because your kids should be worth the time, to go back and listen to them. They're only 15 minutes each. You can hear them at fieldfire.com on our morning motivation page. Now, here we are today dealing with some questions that you need to ask your children. So let me lay out the ground rules of how this will work. You are going to have to make quality time with your children to ask these questions, because I'm telling you, they are very intrusive but necessary. It's going to have to be a non-threatening environment, be it your living room, be it, the den, the family room, the dining room, wherever you guys can gather as a family. And if you have more than one child, you're going to have to make sure that you have, well, in any case, you need to have pen and paper so that they can write down their answers. Okay, so that's the first rule. You have to set aside the quality time. It cannot be while people are watching television. Your kids have to be more important than that, especially in today's day and age. Number two, you have to explain to your children, even if they're adults and they don't live at home, okay, why you are doing this. Because as the parent, you love them. You are their protector. If you are married or if both parents are present, use both parents. If not, you can just do this by yourself with the kids, but also ask the other parent to listen to this broadcast as well, because both of you hopefully are co-parenting and you need to be able to discuss the answers. So you're explaining to them why. Because you love them, you want to protect them, and in today's society, this is very important. You heard this broadcast, and you want all of you to participate. Number three, you must tell them that this is a non-judgmental environment. No matter what they answer, you will not get upset, you will not yell, you will not name call, you will not go off on a tangent, because you need them to answer truthfully or you cannot help them. So please do not be the obstacle that prevents you from truly knowing what your kids are doing, even as adults, and what they need. Don't be the impediment that causes you to not be able to train up your child, even when they're adults, in the way they should go, or to not know something that you should know because you don't know how to have appropriate, effective, non-judgmental conversation. The other thing is, tell the children that you will not, and this is very important, especially if they're teenagers, that you will not discuss their answers with any other family members or friends, okay, outside of the other parent, because some of their answers may be embarrassing to them. They may not want Granny and Paw Paw when their siblings to know some of these answers. So you will only discuss the answers with the other parent, and that needs to be an involved parent, okay? And that parent needs to make the same commitment in them. And then finally, that when it's time to discuss the answers, you will discuss each answer privately. You won't open up their answers and discuss it in the dining room, but with each kid. And then lastly, I should say that no matter what, you will still love them. This will not change your opinion, and you will work through this together. All right, let's go to our questions. And these questions are a derivative and compilation of questions that I obtained from teachers and psychologists. Number one, who is your best friend? Who is your best friend? Now, you may think that's not important, but it's very important. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, the Bible tells us, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So if you're at home trying to train your kids to do the right thing, but their best friend or best friends are those who have bad influences on them, bad behaviors, bad conduct. Usually your children, especially when they are teenagers, are more prone to follow the crowd, you know, to submit to peer influence than they are to always follow what you have said. So it is important to know who they believe to be their best friend. Sometimes you think Jane or John is the best friend when it's really Carl down the street, whom everyone knows is in trouble all the time. So who is your best friend or best friends? Additionally, I forgot to say the other rule is I want you to answer these questions in writing first before you speak with your children as to what you think each child will answer. This will also help you to see how well you know your children when they answer. There may be you may be spot on, which is a blessing, or you may see there is a large gap in how you perceive what's going on versus what is really going on. Okay, so number one, who is or are your best friend or friends? Number two, what do you want to be when you grow up? A lot of times as parents, we pick out an occupation or profession for our children. We want you to be a doctor or a lawyer or an astronaut, or we want you to be a housewife. And we place that on our children and we adhere to it and we never change it because we fail to recognize that as our children are growing up, their views of life and what they want change as they begin to learn who they are. So what do you want to be when you grow up? This is also important because it can help you to lead the child on the right path in relation to the types of classes they're taking, the types of colleges they need to be in, what types of extracurricular resources and activities are available for them based on what they want to be. And if they don't know what they want to be, remember, be non-judgmental. Do not yell at them or fuss at them. Do not compare them to other siblings or other children. Just try to help them find out what their passions and talents are, and that will help lead them. Okay? Next question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? Now, I know you may think that's an elementary question for a little child, but it's not. It's for anyone, including me, including us as adults. My son is 20 years old. He's a college student. I will be performing these exercises with him today as well. This is important because it helps you to see how the child perceives the world. Because that superpower is what they would use to either fix the world, correct the problems, protect themselves. Maybe they're being bullied. So their superpower would be, I would be the strongest girl or the strongest man or the strongest woman so I could stop people from bullying me. So that's an important question. Next question, what are the five best things about being you? What are the five best things about being you? Okay, I got to speed it up. Remember, you can hear this again after 8 a.m. Eastern. Next question, what are the five worst things about being you? Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? You may find out that they say, I'm poor. Maybe I'm a girl, and I feel a girl is a weakling. Maybe I'm a boy. Maybe I'm black. And black kids get treated differently. I mean, I don't know, but do you see? So what are the five worst things about being you and why? All right, can you give me a few more minutes? Let me just get the questions out. We're almost running out of time. If you had three wishes, what would they be? If you had three wishes, what would they be? And wait, get ready for this one. And remember, you cannot get mad. What are the best and worst things about mom and dad? What are the best and worst things about mom and dad? Or if you're the grandparent raising them, you know, whatever your role is, what are the best and worst things? And you have to be open to hearing them about mom or dad, mom and dad. And if dad or mom is not there, that may be their answer. They're never here. Can you name one thing that scares you and why? If you notice, all of these are open-ended questions because you want truthful answers from the children without leading them. All right, let me give you the other few, and we have to close up, pray and close out the broadcast. Who are your three best role models? Hopefully you're one of them, but you may not be, okay? But remember, non-judgmental, who are your three best role models and why? Who is the worst person in the world? What makes him or her the worst person? Okay, we just have a few more. Do you believe in God? Isn't that powerful? You've been taking them to church, but they may not believe in God. Do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven? Isn't that important? Do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven? Now, we know the Bible teaches us in John 14 and 6 that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But do your kids still believe that? Maybe as little kids they do because that's all you've taught them. But maybe as teenagers they no longer believe that. All right, we're wrapping up. Have you ever had sex? And that means oral sex, penetration, anal sex. Let me tell you, folks, this is a Christian broadcast. You better learn what's going on with your kids. Kids are being molested, raped, sexually assaulted, abducted, all kinds of things, even at school, when they're out with their friends and you don't know. So ask the question, okay? And then if they're little kids as well, but even if they're adults, this is the next question. Has anyone ever touched your sexual or private areas without your permission? Isn't that deep? You may find out they've been molested by some friends or family members. Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex? Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex? Next question. Have you ever had any sexual intercourse or sexual touching with someone of the same sex? Next question, because my time has run out. Have you ever desired to kiss or have sexual intimacy of someone with the same sex? You got to know these questions. They're teaching this stuff in school. You got to know the answers. Next question. Do you feel like you are the right gender? So, example, you would tell them, you're a boy. Do you believe you're a boy or do you believe you're a girl? Look, I know some of you don't want to deal with this, but they're asking these questions to kids in kindergarten and in pre-K. As an attorney, I attended a family court meeting where there was an organization there presenting to us as attorneys and the judges, and they said at the age of 2 years old, they're helping kids to transition to whatever the kids believe the gender, correct gender is, when they're not even old enough to understand gender and sex. But this is happening, so you need to know the answer. Next question. Have you ever attempted or thought about committing suicide? What made you feel that way? What made you not do it if they didn't do it? Okay, if they didn't commit it. Next question. Have you ever tried drugs in any way? This includes marijuana. Remember, marijuana, although legal in some states, is known as the gateway drug. You'll be surprised how many kids are using marijuana. Have you ever committed or participated in with another person committing a crime? You need to know that. You know, are the police going to be knocking on your door? And then next question. How would you feel or what would be your feelings if you were stopped by the police? This is important. Some kids have no fear of the police, and this includes adults. Others do because maybe they've been a prior victim of police brutality or they feel like the police are racist. Now, I'm not saying that's the case. I don't believe that is the case. Every person is an individual. Every cop is a human, and the uniform doesn't change that. But you need to know if they have this fear. And this is the last question. Who would you contact or tell first if something negative happened to you, whether that's at school, whether that's at a party, whether that's with the police, because you're hoping it would be you, but maybe it wouldn't, okay? And then find out why. All right, go. I got to get ready and end the broadcast. We're going to go into prayer, and I'm going to assign you your task for today. Remember, these questions will be posted, this broadcast will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern at fieldoffire.com. So before you speak with your kids today, you need to go back, listen to the broadcast, write down the questions, and answer them, okay? And then have them ready for your kids. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you for this powerful, right now, relevant word all week long for back to school week. You've been getting into our stuff, stepping on our toes, making us deal with reality, and we love you for it. Such an awesome Father, that you love us enough that you are forcing us to quit going around just shouting, speaking in tongues, singing A and B selections, and thinking that is good enough for the success of our children in every area of life. But you are forcing us to deal with Proverbs 22 and Citron and the way they should go. But how can we train them if we don't even know them? If we don't know what they believe, if we don't know what's going on in their lives, whether they're little kids, whether they're teenagers, whether they are adults, whether they are our grandkids, we need to know so that we can protect them, so that we can comply with our legal duty, our moral duty, our spiritual duty to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Father, everywhere that we have failed our kids, we repent this morning. We see today that these kids are involved in all kinds of things, bullying and gang banging, and that kids are enduring all kinds of things and committing suicide for things that are being posted on social media about them. Help us now to help our children on the front end, or they're being put into the criminal justice system, and before we know it, they have records, and we didn't even know what was going on. Not because we're bad parents, not because we weren't trying. We just, no one taught us. No one taught us that it's more than about just praying. Prayer is powerful. But if we don't know what to pray about, if we don't know what's going on, how can we lay the petition out before you for you to answer us? How can we be our kids' best protectors? Help us, Lord. And Father, as we go through this powerful exercise with our children, help us to remember the rules, to not be judgmental, to not yell at our kids, not call them names, to not even allow Satan to bring guilt upon us that we've been bad parents, but for us to understand that we are seeking truth. We are seeking truth. Your word tells us in Proverbs 14 and 12, Lord, there's a way that appears right to men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We're trying today to prevent death, whether it be naturally, spiritually, psychologically, financially, professionally, academically, maritally, whatever it may be. We're trying to prevent this by learning about our kids today. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now that they will put this into motion today. And not only today, but after they put this into motion and they find these things out, that they will then put solutions into motion with their children and go back 3 months down the road and ask these questions again and see if they're making progress. Father, I pray for every family, every parent listening, those who will listen later, every kid, be it adult or a child, who will listen to this today. All of them understand this is about the love of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. All right, our time has run out. So I just want to say to you, if you are not saved or if you are backslidden, please give your life to the Lord today. All you need to do is repeat after me now. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. All right, praise the Lord and welcome to the family. Get into a good Bible-believing church. Set your alarms to tune in live at 6:30 a.m. with me on Morning Motivation or to hear the recording after 8 a.m. at feelthefire.com so you can continue to grow in grace. All right, let me give you our task for today, then I have to end. Our topic for this morning is how would your children answer this question? These questions, or how would my kids answer these questions? Your task for today is to do this exercise with all of your children. Follow the rules. Remember not to be non-judgmental and to pray before you guys answer the questions. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Live. Go to feelthefire.com to get the questions again, or on Facebook at Roxy Williams. This is powerful. Love your kids the right way today. Train them up the right way. Do the exercise. Don't procrastinate. Their souls and lives are depending on it. Answer the questions with them.